Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The US Defense Department has confirmed that American special forces have captured an Islamic State chemical weapons expert in Iraq. The Pentagon said Suleiman Dawood al-Bakr, who once worked for Saddam Hussein, had now been handed over to the Iraqi authorities. From Washington, here's Gary O'Donoghue.
According to the Pentagon, American special forces seized Suleiman Dawood al-Bakr several weeks ago in northern Iraq and obtained information from him about Islamic State's chemical weapons facilities and those individuals involved in the program. Reports suggest he gave his interrogators details of how IS has managed to weaponize mustard gas by turning it into powder and putting it into artillery shells. The Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the information had led to a number of airstrikes which had disrupted and degraded the group's capabilities.
U.S. media say Ben Carson, the former hopeful for the Republican presidential nomination, is to endorse Donald Trump as Republican candidate for the White House. Reports say a formal announcement is expected on Friday. The news comes just before the start of the latest Republican debate in Florida. The White House has told the BBC that the United States deeply values its special relationship with Britain, hours after President Obama strongly criticised the foreign policy of the Prime Minister David Cameron. John Sopel reports.
Ned Price, Senior Director for Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, praised David Cameron's leadership in NATO and on meeting the commitment to spend 2% of national income on defence. But this comes after critical comments from the President linking America's initial reticence to intervene in Syria to David Cameron's failure to secure a parliamentary majority for airstrikes in 2013. In his interview, the President blamed Britain and France for the chaos that now reign in Libya and showed the fury felt in Washington that Britain has, in recent years, considered cutting defence spending.
John Sopel reporting. Russia, Egypt and Senegal have strongly objected to a proposal to send home entire contingents of United Nations peacekeepers if they face repeated allegations of sexual exploitation by some of their members. The three countries said this would amount to collective punishment. The US has drafted a resolution calling for urgent measures to end sexual abuse by peacekeepers. The resolution is strongly supported by the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon.
Sexual exploitation and abuse by United Nations personnel demands nothing less than decisive and bold action. I'm committed to working with member states to confront this criminal conduct and to justify the trust of the people we serve to ensure that this organization remains a beacon of hope for the most vulnerable.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Ireland's Prime Minister Enda Kenny has resigned after a deeply split new parliament overwhelmingly rejected him as the next leader of the government. Neither he nor his three rivals for the position managed to secure enough votes to be elected. Mr. Kenny said his coalition government would continue to work in a caretaker position until the political vacuum could be filled. The US Justice Department has intensified its criticism of Apple for refusing to create software to unlock the iPhone that belonged to one of the attackers in the San Bernardino shooting in December when 14 people were killed. Court papers say there is likely to be evidence of the attack on the phone and the public has a need to know, but Apple says the FBI is seeking a backdoor access to all iPhones. President Obama has welcomed Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House at the start of the first official visit by a Canadian leader in nearly 20 years. Mr. Trudeau's visit brings to an end a period of frosty relations between the Obama administration and Canada's previous Conservative government. Mr. Trudeau said relations between the two nations went beyond personalities.
The relationship, the friendship between our two countries goes far beyond any two individuals or any ideologies. I have tremendous confidence in the American people and look forward to working with whomever they choose to send to this White House later this year.
Brazilian prosecutors have requested that the popular former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, be placed in custody as a case against him goes through the justice system. The request still has to be considered by a judge. On Wednesday, prosecutors filed charges of money laundering related to the ownership of a luxury seafront penthouse. The apartment was registered to a company implicated in a major corruption scandal in the state oil company Petrobras. Lula has denied all wrongdoing.